The Wisconsin Public Service Corporation of Green Bay owns the Upper Peninsula Power Company. UPCO has just completed selling about 1,300 acres on three properties in northern Michigan, including along the Bond Falls Reservoir, just north of the Wisconsin border. Wisconsin Public Service Real Estate Director Roger Trudeau says it's land not needed for the utility's nearby hydroelectric power operations.
Therefore, it's essentially excess land, and we made a decision a few years ago that we were going to dispose of excess lands, and because we're really not in the real estate business.
Trudeau says the buyer of the properties, Natera Land, plans to offer the acreage for development that Trudeau says is much needed in the UP. He predicts some trees will come down and docks will be built along the water, but he contends there will be erosion controls and protections for threatened and endangered species. But Joe Hovel, a Conover, Wisconsin resident who recreates near Bond Falls, says the proposed development is not in line with the recent federal hydropower relicensing agreement.
And what's sad to see is that a major Wisconsin corporation, which tries to wear the label of being green with energy and talk about their forestry ethics and so on and so forth, is willing to stoop to the same level that major out-of-state timber corporations have done by liquidating lands.
Hovel says the proposed development is typical of what's happening to the North Woods. He wants the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to look at the land deal. But Wisconsin Public Service says the land being sold is outside of FERC's jurisdiction. Pub Service plans to meet with Michigan regulators and representatives from other federal agencies and Indian tribes on Friday. The utility is also trying to wrap up the sale of three other properties in the UP. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.